Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions. With me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today, I am honored to have in the studio with me, Rochelle Burke, the organizer of the Beyond Words Speak Off competition for persons with disabilities. Rochelle, welcome to Visions.
Thank you.
Okay, Rochelle, let's talk a little about your vision for this competition. Tell me about it.
My vision for this competition was birthed in 2023 when I went to a workshop and had wonderful, deep conversations with other persons with disabilities. And I was blown away. And I say, there's a lot of talent, intelligent person, things that would enhance society, and that the Barbados leaders or even the commerce are not taking advantage of, are not using it because they look for persons with disabilities to stay back. So I said, I still want to do something. So the Holy Spirit told me to have a competition, to have persons speaking about different topics in the society. So I prayed about it and then I went running. And I really hope that this could be a every year thing because there are so much persons with disabilities. They have so much that they want to share. So I just want to be maybe one of the catalysts to help that to be Barbados and even beyond.
Wonderful. And I particularly like the idea because it allows persons with disabilities to orally state their views, their feelings, and their ideas for improvement, you know, to problem solve. So this is excellent. Tell us what, when, where, how.
Okay. This competition will be the 22nd of this month, February, at 3 o'clock p.m., but you could be seated by 2:45 because I really want a tight, punctual competitions. I don't want persons to be out alone, but it will be at least 3.5 to 4 hours. It will be at Barbados Council for the Disabled, Garrison, St. Michael, and it will be inclusive for everyone because it was an open competition that any person from any type of disability could join. So everyone would be accommodated.
And this is great because many times persons with disabilities, even though the word inclusion or inclusive is used, then we find that there are still little things that may have not been put in place to accommodate a specific disability type, which is not very prominent or dominant in our society. So this is excellent again. Yes. Now, Rochelle, you talked about, you know, the competition allowing persons with disabilities to have that opportunity to speak. How do you see this furthering the conversations that we presently have around disability in Barbados? Because, you know, in recent months, we've had the Barbados Disability Act, that legislation. We've had other conversations around healthcare, around education, special education, and so on. How do you think this competition, allowing these competitors with disabilities, will contribute to these and other conversations?
Firstly, yes, there have been a lot of conversations. And I can say that is all. Yes, there are little changes, improvements, yes. But still, what we really need is never really addressed and they really do not include every aspect of things that we want or would like to see with these conversations. So during this competition, you will hear more and deeper things that are affecting persons with disabilities. You will always hear it. If I could get it recorded and everything and constantly replaying it, they will really understand what we want to push for ourselves to teach others really about disabilities and what we can do, where we could fit in, and just know that intelligent speeches will let everyone know that we have something to say. And once that they hear it, sometimes you have to hear things over and over to really get it. So
Yes.
I just want to hear our words being heard constantly, so that person wouldn't just run and say, okay, I'm going to do this for persons with disabilities, but you do not understand. You're just scratching the surface, but let's see what is really needed. So that's what this competition is about.
Excellent, excellent. No, Rochelle, did you have persons with disabilities involved with the planning process?
Yes. I was there. I was planning everything by my own self, and yes, I'm still doing it. But I decided to reach out to persons with disabilities to ask questions because I have my own disability. But how do something work for a person with another disability? So I have two persons, Udidi Wickham Ashby, Taliba Davis, who helped me to understand really what you have to do so that you will make even this competition inclusive. And also, it taught me a lot because, yes, you have a disability and you might only know about yours and you don't know a lot about your disability, but to learn about others, how to be accommodating, right? And then helping persons to help plan it as well. And most importantly, giving you support. I really needed it to really plan this thing totally. So I'm thankful for the partners who came and helped me.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, so no, the planning is fine-tuned, the competitors are ready, the judges are in place, and all your other technical and official personnel. Are you excited, Rochelle? Are your competitors excited? I am.
Yes, I'm excited. Yes, everyone is in place, but with any competition, any event, we still have a lot to tidy up. So we still need help with donations and everything, but the competition, say 95% ready. And I am so proud of myself. Doing the calls, the emails, sharing with other persons and businesses. So I feel so proud of that part. And I'm so happy that everything is set in stone because with others being very accommodating. And I just can't believe that I have come so far. So I am excited. I just want to finish everything so that we have a perfect evening.
Well, Rochelle, I have to admit that the pride is there as well from me because I know how impatient people can become listening to others, even those without any speech challenges. And for someone like yourself with the speech challenge, making phone calls and having, business persons listening attentively to you, I say that is fantastic because it shows tolerance and patience. These are two qualities we need in most people to really further the cause of disability in Barbados.
Yes, very, very true. Because when I started to speak to business owners and workers, Some of I didn't do it every time, but I said, well, person with disabilities, I have a speech impediment. And they were very accommodating. They said, don't worry, don't worry. Let's say what I have to say. Yes, there were some that you could tell that they were, I would say, being irritated. And, you know, that would affect me a little, but I still went through. I did it. And I was very glad that I get all the words out that I wanted.
Great. All right. So now let's look at the competition and the competitors. Do you think that the opportunity is there for the competitors to speak about the various issues affecting citizens with disabilities in Barbados?
Yes, when I concepted the competition, I had three categories that you could choose from. It was disabilities, spirituality, and social issues. And of course, you know, which category was mostly chosen, disabilities, but they have some social issues in there. So everyone who chose a category, they will have to come with their own topic. And there are eight contestants and is a mix of disabilities. So you will be able to learn different things from different persons, the aspects from different persons. So it will be a very good, say, teaching moment to the audience and the workers and me. So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Okay, so earlier you mentioned about hoping that it can become an annual event. What would you need to sustain it, to keep it rolling year after year?
Well, for starters, business owners, and even individual persons willing to donate in any way they can, their time, their money, their equipment, their expertise, whatever they have to donate. But mostly, yes, funds or even buildings. Different buildings that is inclusive, that we could use, different venues. This person who are willing to champion this initiative every year. And so just need to contact me if you are willing to be a partner. And that would be a long time partner for this competition for every year, because this is with adults. Next time, I would like to do it with children later this year, but that could only happen if I get support.
Okay. Well, the Beyond the Words competition is an excellent initiative because it helps to bring confidence to the community of people with disabilities. It allows the views of so many to be heard and taken seriously. You know, recommendations, ideas can easily be heard in this competition, which can impact and make a significant difference in the lives of people with disabilities.
Yes, they could even create jobs, persons being speakers. They could be a speaker here in Barbados or outside because, you know, it was so impactful. So that's what I really want this competition to do as well, to push persons out of their safe zone to do things different and be so impactful that others want to hear them again and want to hear whatever they have to say. So that's why I'm really encouraging the contestants when I speak with them, that you want to really let the world know that we could say anything, we could join in any talk, we could do anything.
Yes, marvelous. Now, Rochelle, as we think about this competition, oral speech, you know, in Barbados, I find most people shy away from this part of the communication. And it's no different with the community of people with disabilities. How would you say, in talking in your conversations with the contestants, would you say that their confidence has grown over the period as they prepare for the competition?
Yes, I would say that. I invited persons to sign up for the competition, and it took very long. And I spoke with persons who called and asked very deep questions. And everyone came with the same thing. They want to do it, but they do not know if persons would listen to them or they talk and things. So that, I would say, run a lot of persons. The persons that they don't want to do it. But the persons who said yes, although they are hesitant, every 2 weeks, I speak of them every 2 weeks, they are talking more freely about it. Yes, we still have one or two who, although they say they're scared, but they're still willing to do it. And so as I encouraged them, I said, well, the first step is that you decided to do it. So you're braver than you think. You said yes, says a lot about you. Mm-hmm. You are brave. So every time that I speak with them, yes, they're ready. They tell me how much weeks are there to the competition and things. So they're so excited.
Mm-hmm. So, Rochelle, how are you ensuring that fairness is seen in the judging? Because, you know, in all competitions, people will have their favorites and expect their favorites to win. But that may not necessarily equate to the judging, these criteria that the judges are using to measure, you know, the competitors. So how are you ensuring that fairness can be seen and that the competitors feel comfortable with their various disabilities and that it will not be a penalty for them?
Okay. I firstly wanted a mix of judges.
Mm-hmm.
So that the contestants could see that a person who have disabilities like them can look at the judges and say, okay, persons who are not like me will not understand what I'm saying and judging me. So I got a mix of judges with different disabilities and one person without a disability and a timekeeper without a disability. So there's a mixture around that. I wanted to be fair. Then some of these persons will not know the contestants personally. I think so everything will be fair as much as I could get it done. And everyone will be judged fairly because these persons I know will be fair. And how I interact with them, and no one do not have to have a fear of being sidelined.
Fantastic. So, Miss Rochelle, time is catching up with us, and you're all excited. I'm all excited, and I'm sure the contestants are all excited as well. So, remind us of the date, the time, and the venue.
Okay, the event will happen on the 22nd of February 2026. The time is 3:00 p.m. But seating can start from 2:45 p.m. for a prompt start. And the location is at the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Harrowby Garrison, St. Michael.
Okay. And are there sponsors, persons you would want to extend thanks to?
Yes, of course. These sponsors and donors were so excited to help me. When I first talked with them, they were saying they agree with the whole concept. So they will be willing to help. So we have Tender Hope Enterprises, Williams Industries, C&I Hardware, and the Prayer Group. And there were other persons who send a little donation, but they always want to be anonymous. And most importantly, this competition would not be possible without the Barbados Council for the Disabled offering the use of their facility. Because yes, you were looking around, but it was offered and I took it because it's the perfect place to have this competition. So we thank Miss Tudor for being willing to offer the facilities for the competition.
Great. Well, like you, Rochelle, I also want to add my sincere thanks, because when events like this occur, it takes many, many businesses, individuals, volunteers to make it happen in such a positive and brilliant way. So I tip my hat to every individual who would have encouraged you, given you a word of guidance, recommendations, and making that commitment to support such an important and powerful event. So thank you, Rochelle, and all involved in making this event happen on February 22nd, a Sunday evening. So please make the effort, come out and support our people with disabilities as they speak around the topic and other subject areas that are of importance to us. Well, Rochelle, I want to say thank you for coming and sharing, and more importantly, for organizing such a competition. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much as well. And most importantly, keep putting me in prayers, because this is the first time I did anything like this. So keep me in prayer.
We will. You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby, and my special guest, Rochelle Burke, organizer of the Beyond Words Speech Competition for Persons with Disabilities. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. You can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com, and you can go on the VOB929.com website to listen to this and past episodes. So until next week, I want to wish you a wonderful week. Sing your praises, and of course, love yourself and love your neighbor.